This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Thank you, Woody. And we were just talking about Mike Florio, who's going to join us later in the show. And I don't know what to do with all these All-Star games. I'm aware of them. I'm like you. I've been around and seen what they used to look like and what they look like now.
Why don't we try getting rid of them and see what the reaction is?
I don't think a lot of people have like, let's just play.
Who would care?
Give them a few days off and and if you want to have some special contest,
the NBA doesn't need any days off. They do enough of that as it is. But I know what you're saying. You want a break,
like
a break from the break.
And if you want to have I don't have an answer for the Pro Bowl. I know the flag football game's not the answer, and I don't know how long they're going to try to carry that with all the other events and ball tag and all the things you did in the fifth grade.
Talking about dodgeball. You said ball.
Yeah,
tag?
Yeah. Okay. Dodgeball. I'm sorry. It sounds better, ball tag. You just let me go.
Go. Just go. I'm sorry. You've been saying that for like, you've been saying it all week, and I've had enough.
Oh, well, see.
Make it sound like they're playing like tag out there, like the run around.
You know. So there's two ways. There's the one you've seen where they throw it back and forth and they have the divide and you hit the guy and he's got to come up. And then there's the one that we played as kids where you literally would run around and throw the balls hard and try to knock the kid and hit him in the back of the head, and he tried to get away out in the field.
Look, man, I didn't watch the NFL thing. I didn't watch the NBA thing because the hockey was on. I wouldn't care if it went away. But the thing is, like, I do like NBA All-Star Saturday, or I did, when the actual players that are relevant participated. I don't want to see a G League guy go out and be the marquee guy of a dunk contest. So what's the point of that?
So I'm sure that these leagues get together, these commissioners, whether they're likable commissioners or not, and they're going, we got to do something, man. This is not good. And they've got sponsors for all this stuff, so it's not going to disappear. By the way, let's not forget about that. As much as we ripped, and I listened to you and Bo go pretty hard on the NBA yesterday, and I get it, but they've got one thing, the most important thing. They got people bidding a lot. They just got new contracts, right? TNT got knocked out. NBC jumped in the ball game and put some big boy pants money in there. So they've got all this money. You know what they're talking about for basketball players? You know, we talked about that, Woody. 10 years from now. 10 years from now, they're talking about players in the NBA making $100 million a year, the top players. Whoever the top players will be. 10 years from now, probably not even in the league right now. The guys will be making it. 10 years from now. Look at all the guys we got making 50, 60, quarterbacks, all this stuff. So these things, I don't know what the answer is to make them better because they are hard to watch. It's hard to watch flag football on TV, by the way. I'm glad we're playing flag football in all these high schools and elementary schools, and I think it's great. But as far as watching it on TV, it's a tough watch.
Just get rid of it. If nobody wants to be a part of it, just get rid of it.
Oh, I think the players, it's a fun few days for them. They take their families to Orlando.
Yeah, but I also think they'd rather go on vacation.
No, I think they make that extra money and be there. I don't know what they get for playing, for being there. But I don't have an answer how to make them better. I think there is no better. They've tried everything. They tried everything.
They've tried drafts. They've tried
and the other thing
TV
is,
guys to draft. It's a mess.
And I would leave Major League Baseball out of this. I'm not saying Major League Baseball doesn't have – they got a big problem. They got the haves and the have-nots way too lopsided right now. But saying that, their baseball game is fine. They got guys show up. They're there. You're starting. You want to dominate. Your hitters want to – it's good. It's the best guys. I think the home run derby is still fun to watch. I think baseball's fine. The way baseball's structured, you can play hard, and those guys don't worry about injury, although somebody did bring up a great example, the World Baseball Classic. We have had guys. But I got news for you. Those guys from Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic and Venezuela are not – and Japan, they're not going to go, I'm not playing for my country. Did I miss any other big baseball mark? If they ask you to play and you're healthy, you're going to play in that World Baseball Classic. That thing's a big hit. That thing is a big, big hit. That's the only time this stadium's packed down, this ballpark is packed, when it's World Baseball Classic. I saw the United States play against Dominican Republic, and I saw the Dominican Republic play against Puerto Rico, and it was not a normal baseball game. It was loud the whole time. So they're not doing away with that. And I know some guys got hurt. I know guys get hurt, not ready, probably didn't get enough work. Their whole routine's been thrown off because they had to get ready early for this. So I think the World Baseball Classic's good. I think this event is really good that we just had. Canada and USA, the two best hockey countries going at it. USA is actually quietly caught up. Steve Goldstein will join us coming up. Goldie, and we'll talk about all that stuff. And for USA to be able to catch up and have players and going, wow, look at the guys. Look at the guys on that team for United States. They got some big horses now, man. Big, big horses. Had a chance to win that game in overtime last night. So, but I don't have answers, man. I don't have any answers for the NBA. I don't have any answers. And by the way, I have zero answers for the NFL. What happens when the NHL, Woody goes at some point, goes back to their normal game? That thing's not exactly when they get back to their hockey all-star game.
Yeah. I don't know, man. After that, you go from that game you just had
and the Winter Olympics to that.
I don't like watching them. I don't have an answer for you.
And by the way,
I don't think anyone would notice if they did away with them, except for the fact that there'd be a lot less TV money.
There ain't nobody turning down if they're going to be on the Winter Olympics hockey team representing their country and they get asked to play, knowing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Someone said NFL Pro Bowl should bring back the old school competitions, the punt, pass, kick type thing.
Yeah, do they still have that? We used to have that.
I don't know.
At halftime, they used to do that. It was really cool. Like 14-year-old kids, like punting a ball like 70 yards. You just get that kid, that one kid, and the guys are throwing, and here comes the big kid, and he launches an extra 20 yards, going, oh, my God.
Someone said the old wide world of sports was awesome for football. The early QB skills challenge that Marino would win was always fun to watch.
That was fun. That's a good one. That was a good around the game. That was a good one. So Dan Marino's got a great story that he tells about being at the Pro Bowl when Mark Gastineau came up to him and said, "I'm going to win that MVP." And he goes, "You what?" He goes, "I'm going to win that MVP. I'm going to go hard, and I'm going to try to sack the you know what out of you guys, out of those guys. Not there on the same team in the AFC, but he goes, "I'm going to get Joe Montana." So Danny sees Joe Montana. He goes, "Hey, man, heads up. Gastineau's going hard." He said, this is when Gastineau was on top of his game. He was juiced up, and he was at a different level. And those guys were like, they're dropping back and thinking, you know, hey, guys, there's no reason for that last gear. And you got a guy on the other side, man. He's trying to get that truck and MVP and so I crack up every time he tells me he went over and told the NFC quarterbacks. He goes, "Hey, guys, just a heads up. Gastineau means business on this trip. He's not over here to hang out with his wife for a couple of days." All right, we got to go to break here. We got more stuff to get to here this morning. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network draft expert, says the Miami Dolphins should take guard Tyler Booker from Alabama. There you go. One of about 250 going to be coming out, Woody.
Yeah, how exciting.
Yeah, how exciting. All right.
We need it, though. I know we need an offensive
lineman. Hey, dude, do me a favor. Don't.
I know. We need one.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Thanks. All right.
But hey, do you think are they going to cheer at the draft party when we draft the lineman?
No. There's a couple positions they're not going to cheer. If you went center or guard, there will be no cheering. That will be.
But we need it, right? It fills a hole. We're all about filling holes.
Yeah,
especially on a Friday.
That's what we're about. We're always about hoes around here, man. It always gets back to the hoes.
Holes,
that's what I meant.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.